Current State on WKAR. Many thanks for joining us. At some point in our lives, my colleagues and I here at WKAR fell in love with radio. Radio has many attractive features. Its immediacy, its scope, its personal touch. Others in our profession feel that way too, and some have even made that passion their hobby. Current State's Kevin Lavery has the story of one of those enthusiasts here in mid-Michigan. Kevin, this station you just visited has a unique name. Tell us about it.
It does, Mark, and I'm going to wait just a moment before I reveal that name. It is the brainchild of Dan Kelly, who is the technology manager with the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, somebody that we work with sometimes in our business. Dan's station has been around for just over 6 years, serving up classic rock songs on tap.
If you're looking for a great draft beer in mid-Michigan, well, you won't find one at Okemos Brewing Company. In fact, if you're looking for the place itself, you won't even find it in Okemos. But if you stand at the Meridius Prime sculpture in downtown Okemos, seems as good a landmark as any, Okemos Brewing Company is a little over 8 miles to the west as the crow flies, or maybe an eagle.
I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Okemos Brewing Company is one of those basement joints in Lansing, literally about 20 feet from Dan Kelly's furnace.
This is the dungeon.
The famous Okemos Brewing Company?
Yes, and as you can tell, the furnace is running, so we can't use the mic right now. But you can use your mic.
That's okay. Is there a cover charge down
There's
here just to get in?
There's no cover charge. This is it. There really isn't a whole lot to it. Computer, hard drives, modems, routers, and speakers, and a microphone.
You got a really nice mic with a pop filter, too.
Yeah, that was my Christmas present to myself.
How did this idea come into being?
Well, I'd worked in radio for 30 years. I started when I was in high school in the Chicago suburbs, and I finally was laid off for the first time in my entire career, which is unheard of in radio, back in January of 2007. So sitting at home, I was debating what to do, and a friend of mine in Milwaukee was running an internet radio station. He said, why don't you do this? It might be fun until you get another job. And I said, sure. And then I started collecting the music, ripping CDs and vinyl albums and putting them on a hard drive until I had enough material where I felt confident that I could actually put a station on the air. Finally went on the air or on the net in December of 2008.
Was it meant to be a moneymaker or something to occupy your time until you got that full-time job?
Well, in the meantime, I had gotten a full-time job. I work for the State Broadcast Association. That's my full-time job now. But I kept this going in the background because I still miss the day-to-day aspects of radio. So I can come home at night, schedule music, play with liners, talk on the mic, do whatever I want to do and get my yayas out that way.
I've seen your website and your slogan is quality handcrafted rock 24/7.
It's mainly classic rock with some newer stuff thrown in, but the real specialty is lots of deep cuts, stuff FM radio doesn't play anymore, a lot of stuff FM radio doesn't play anymore, and you'll find that our playlist runs deep. Just the other day I was looking at Joni Mitchell songs. You don't hear Joni Mitchell on the radio a whole lot anymore. I'm playing like 50 Joni Mitchell songs in rotation, so, you know, that's one example right there.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot.
A lot of stuff we play, I played when it was new, which I'm really embarrassed to say, but I'm that old. So a lot of stuff back in the early 70s, I was actually playing on the radio then and play now.
What are we listening to in the background right now?
That's Springsteen's Darlington County.
Born in the USA album.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of stars like Springsteen, FM radio will play like one or two tracks off the album. But when the record first came out, they were spinning, you know, three, four, five, six cuts off the album. You know, they've got a broadcast radio's to appeal to the masses. And I can't fault them for that because they've got a lot of overhead and a lot of things. I can afford to specialize and get deeper and, you know, not worry about ratings and audience and that sort of thing.
So you really get to be the emperor of your own airwaves.
Yeah, more or less. You asked before if it was a money-making venture. No, my goal is to make it a hobby that'll pay for itself. And the original plan was to actually just me do it and not worry about money. Then my music royalty fees went up and I had to be concerned about income. So I asked for donations. Still do. It works to a limited degree, but I back a year ago now, I was forced to add advertising to the stream, which helps subsidize my costs and, you know, a little bit of profit every now and then.
What do your monthly expenses look like?
Monthly expenses right now, well, that's a difficult question to answer because that varies by listenership. The more listeners you get, the more your royalty fees go up. So you get big, your expenses get big, unlike broadcast radio where, you know, it's one signal and you pay a flat fee based on revenue, or I don't know how the non-commercials do it, but here in the internet land, you pay by the number of listeners you have. Right now, the station's costing me, between music licensing and bandwidth fees, just under $200 a month to run.
That's pretty reasonable. Or maybe it's not.
Until you have to pay the bills, yes. It's easy for you to say.
We're talking with Dan Kelly, general manager, program director, barkeep, furnace maintenance man for Okemos Brewing Company. Tell me about the early days. Tell me about WDK.
You read my website. WDK, I was 12 years old, Deerfield, Illinois. I bought a small do-it-yourself broadcaster kit, mail order, put it together myself. I do some engineering too. And hooked up a turntable and a microphone and was broadcasting, I think, to my neighborhood. But I'd have to go door to door and have people tune in to listen. So you want to be a rock and roll star,
then listen now to what I say. All right. I hate to ask here, but what kind of music was on the radio when you were 12? This is where I'm going to ask you to reveal your age.
This was top 40 stuff. The big stations in Chicago then were WLS and WCFL. And it was your typical top 40 playlist for the early 70s, let's put it that way.
I'm a little bit younger than you, but I remember doing kind of the same thing for a while when I was about 13, and I put together my own radio station, or at least it was just a single cassette tape that I taped that was about an hour long. Mm-hmm. So I caught the bug early, too.
Yeah, and then I got bored with that after, you know, a short while and started hanging out at a commercial station. I became a gopher for all the DJs on the air. I used to spend my entire weekends hanging out at this radio station until I finally got a job there. And I was doing the afternoon drive shift by the time I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay, so some obvious questions. It's called Okemos Brewing Company. It's not a brewing company, and it's not in Okemos.
It was in Okemos. I have since moved to Lansing, but you just can't change your name. Originally, it was going to be called Okemos Station. And that name hit me as I was putting this all together. I was on a bike rider on Okemos one day and came across an apartment complex, and they had this really cool wooden sign out that said Okemos Station. And I was riding along, and I go, boy, that'd be a good name for a radio station.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
So I went back home, and I was going to register the URL, okemosstation.com. Well, they took it. So that didn't work. And the URL is everything in internet radio. That's where people find you and your identity. So I give it some more thought and go, let's just call it the brewing company, because I like microbrewed beer, and what the heck? It confuses some people. I've had people write me from out of state saying they want to come to Okemos and visit the brewery. And I had to write them back and say, there's not one. But I make suggestions for them on where to go. So,
what's going on in the world of FCC licensing? We were talking earlier off air, Dan, that there may be some rule changes perhaps in the works?
Well, it's not the FCC. The FCC doesn't regulate internet radio. I mean, we can run all the four-letter words we want on it. Not that I do, unless they're in like some rock song, you know, and I don't censor songs either. But the FCC doesn't really pay attention to internet radio per se. The biggest government agency we're concerned with is the Copyright Office, and they establish the streaming royalty rates. And right now, 2016 is going to be an interesting year because they have not established a rate or have even discussed a rate for the smaller webcasters like myself. And it could be very expensive. It could put me off the air. I just don't know yet how it's going to go. The current agreements expire at the end of 2015. So we'll have to see what happens this year to see if I can survive and others like me can survive on the internet and meet expenses.
Is there anything that you can do as a solo lone voice crying out into the airwaves to secure your own future?
Well, once we know a little bit more, we'll probably enlist the help of our listeners. And I say our listeners, I'm talking about all the internet broadcasters like myself, would enlist the help of our listeners to write their congressmen. And it has to be approved by Congress, the rates. And we'll see where it goes.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
What's next on the horizon for you in terms of growing this enterprise? Anything new you'd like to do with this?
Well, I've got some new software, so I'm going to be talking on the air a whole lot more. The way it's set up right now, it's almost a three-step process. I've got to record my voice on one machine, transfer it to the other. I just invested my tax refund, in some software that allow me to do it all on one screen and on one computer, and that's hopefully be online by the end of this month. And I had been thinking about, since I'll have this extra software now that I'll be getting rid of, is starting a second station and doing something really weird with it. And I don't know what that is yet. That'll be far from the mainstream.
Dan Kelly runs his own enterprise, Okemos Brewing Company, which is not a brewing company, nor is it an Okemos. Dan, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.